You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Salutations, everybody. It is Maddie here with week 74 of the Ham Radio Podcast. Stop laughing. You can tell I don't have my two normal hosts. I don't have my two usual hosts. I have two goofballs with me today.
Hey. How's it going?
Hey.
I'm crying already.
All right. They've been crying before the podcast because I don't even know why. Nissan spit his water out.
You said something to me. I just want to drink my water, and no, I got the ginger here trying to berate me.
I want to drink water. It's gonna happen again. Stop.
Yeah, it's happening again. Anyway, I failed you guys last week. I forgot to upload the mobile episode. I talked shit and came back and bit me in the ass. I failed. So this week, you're going to get two. So I hope you guys enjoy your mobile thingies. iTunes, Google Play, links down below. And once again, you guys are participating more because I'm asking stupid questions. So let's keep being idiots. Each week, you can answer the question, get involved with the podcast with the hashtag HamRadioTime. Answer on Twitter. What food would you combine your body with? Now, can you explain why you picked this as the question? Because you said, like, you could make your hand a donut, and I'm trying to figure out, like...
I don't know. That's a very stupid question.
Okay, so, like, if you were to answer this question, what would you pick?
Okay, so, like...
Probably water.
I'm worried about this.
Even though it's not food, probably water.
No, place my eyeballs with meatballs.
What?
Eyeballs would be meatballs.
No!
That'd be amazing. It'd be horrible, but it'd be amazing.
You know, like, I was expecting, like, that's like me saying I'd have spaghetti arms. Like, I just walk around.
Like, no, I was thinking about that person. I'm like, no, sorry, a meme. I can't do that.
Ellie?
I'd do, like, spaghetti hair or something. Cause, like,
yeah, that would work.
Sometimes I like
no,
chew on my
stupid
hair,
pork
like,
fairy floss hair.
Oh, if my hair was pasta, I would be bald because I constantly be like during class.
See, like, there's no shortage here, so like.
No, explain your stupid pork roll thing to me or to anyone
yeah.
else.
So it's like I tried this thing the other day. It's like pork floss, and it's literally like pork that's been like shredded so finely. It's like fairy floss. I probably do that because it tasted so good. It's the first time I've ever tried.
I've never heard of it. Okay.
It's an Australian thing. I'm dead sure.
Okay.
It's an Asian thing.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, I mean, I want to try it though. I like trying new foods. I get excited when I try something new. I tried a thing called an out of control roll when I got sushi, and it was like the chef's special sauce. It had like eel, it had shrimp tempura, it had like every fucking random thing. I think it had crab meat. Like, it was so weird and random. I was hyped. It was good.
Sushi's weird like that, but good like that.
Yes, that's why I was excited. But so I can relate to your shredded pork or whatever the hell it's called. anyway, yeah. Let's move on to the Bethesda News Roundup. Really not much this week. Nuka World dropped, obviously, so that's why I think things have been quiet on the Bethesda front. Now, it is PAX West this week, so Bethesda's been talking about their games a little bit. Ellie, I saw you just made a Dishonored video. Did you want to like recap anything that maybe you picked up on or...
I just dropped a video on PAX West, and I sort of talked about the event that they're holding at PAX West on a Sunday, and they're basically doing like a real life makeup of the Dust District in Dishonored 2. And I thought it was really cool. They're just transforming one of the areas, and they're gonna have like themed food and drinks and stuff. So I kind of talked about that a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just making sure I didn't miss anything because that reminds me of at E3. They had a little Ellie. You would have lost your shit. They had like a little house, and it was a I think it was the clockwork area from the trailer, but it was you were like inside it, so you see like the big sentinel thing and stuff. It was so cool. You can see part of it on Camelworks vlog, but yeah, it was so sick. But yeah, not much really happening for Bethesda, but there was one noteworthy thing that I picked up on that a viewer sent to me from Reddit. And there was a memorial placed in Nuka World in the DLC. You could go to this location. It's on the south end of the map. It's called Evan's House. And Evan was the name of a Fallout fan who had actually passed away. He was the brother of this guy, Andy. He wrote this whole long post on what happened and how Fallout 4 got him through this. And then Bethesda commemorated that and memorialized Evan by putting him in game. I don't know if you guys played Nuka World yet. Okay. Yeah, so like I said, south end of the map. You talk to him. He's just like, yeah, I'm just enjoying the view. Like, it's a weird experience because I went and gave it a shot just after reading that a couple of days ago. And I like, it's just the weirdest feeling when you know what the purpose behind this was entirely. And he's just like saying all these nice things. And he gives you a recipe for like a Nuka drink you can make. And he's like, all right, I'll see you later. And it's like, oh man, like that's kind of sad. It's cool, but it shows how powerful video games are. And I wanted to share that again. I'm making a video on it, but I wanted to share it again on the podcast in case anyone missed that, because it's really cool stuff with Bethesda Day because they didn't have to do that. For sure.
Yeah, I saw that Reddit post, and I thought that was really sweet. And he's essential as well as a character, so you can't kill him, apparently.
Oh, really?
So that's, yeah, apparently he's essential. So, and apparently, like, does he offer, like, to give you things?
Yeah, you can like loot his entire house. Like,
I think his brother was like,
sounds messed up, but the Reddit post said like he would have wanted this. Take his stuff. Don't
yeah, exactly.
That.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, all right, I'll take the oil and the duct tape you have and stuff here. Yeah. Like, I did that. I kind of walked away very slowly. It was a unique experience though. I thought it was something really cool to share, but overall, I was going to say we could briefly talk about Nuka World and our enjoyment of it, but you guys haven't gotten around to playing it, so it's all fine and dandy.
I'll let you in on something. I just finished Fallout 4.
Oh, shit. All right, what were your thoughts on the ending? I didn't think it would go in this direction.
Yeah, no, I just avoided it because I just heard so many things about it. I just didn't want to do it.
Understandable.
And then I did it, and I was like...
She hated it.
Yeah, I was there
when don't let Nissan pollute you, all right?
She was legit. Like, when she finished, she was like, that's it. Like, she was like, legit. It's not happening.
I mean, like, it could have taken, like, a turn, you know what I mean? And kind of,
yeah.
Like, it could have been, like, more of an impact of what you did. I didn't think that was much of an impact of what decisions you made. Like, it just sort of was like, oh, yeah, okay, well, so... this happens. Yeah. So, but I'm just going to continue my life. And it's like, okay.
Were you disappointed with the end cards? How it was like, no Ron Perlman. It's apparently, since, I don't know if you knew, but it's the same for each ending.
Yeah. They told me that.
Yep.
That's so disappointing.
Well, because when I initially played it before it came out, I beat it. I was like, all right, I like that. And then like everyone started saying how they got the same exact thing. I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, I could not have predicted that.
Like, I want to give the game the benefit of the doubt, but at the same time, it's kind of like, but how hard was it to just...
Record a few extra lines?
A little bit more.
I guess. Yeah. More so the end card thing I really missed. Like, it didn't document any choices you made. Like, I love when games do that, almost like an epilogue saying... this is what you did. This is what happened. And doing that for each person so that it's like a canonical continuation. So when the next game happens, whenever that is, you know what, like when they decide what's good canon, what is just canon in general, you know what's going to happen. And I like that about games. And Fallout 4 didn't really do that. The ending was iffy in retrospect. I liked it at the time I first beat it. But once everyone started, that's the weird thing about Fallout 4, though. It was like almost the first month it was so positively received. And then after that, everyone like exposed the game. And I was like, oh, shit.
Like, yeah, I think we were all like, oh, this is so amazing because we all were
waiting for it.
Yeah. And then like as soon as we all were like, oh, yeah, I did this. What'd you do? It's like, oh, wait, I did that. And then everyone was like,
that's what I'm saying. It was when everyone went into their cocoon. I'll never forget because I'm already done with Fallout 4. And when it dropped that midnight, like, my Twitter was dead. It was the weirdest thing. Like, me and Lone were talking in the DMs. I'm like, dude, Twitter is so quiet. Like, hardly anyone has tweeted in the past couple of hours because, like, everyone's just so locked into the game. And I think everyone was, like, in their cocoon. They beat the game and everything. They go to tell their story, and everyone had the same story. And they're like, wait a sec. And it was like, oh. And that's when things backfired and Near Perfects became a meme. Anyway.
I have no idea what you just said except for Near Perfect. That was the only thing that was Near Perfect.
It
really?
Was like, yeah. And, it like, died. And then Near Perfect.
Yeah, just, it came back in the end and all I heard was a Near Perfect. I'm like,
wow. Like, of course that's the one thing.
Of course, yeah, that is the one thing that goes through. Am I good now?
Nope.
No. I guess it's
how can, what do I sound like? Thinking,
a robot. Like, you sound like me.
You know Xbox, when, like, your mic used to be underwater, you're like, everyone's like, fix your mic. You're like, this is what you
sound like. How do I fix that? I'm going to mute it and unmute it.
Plug it back in the old ways.
Turn it off, non.
I'm recording. I can't do that.
Do it.
It didn't work?
No, it's...
Oh, you better now. You better now.
I'm better now?
Yeah, all the video and audio just fix itself out.
It just faded into, like, working.
Okay.
I don't know. Like,
okay.
Take it.
Probably our quickest Bethesda news roundup, though. Literally, this is, like, usually sometimes we'll say, oh, nothing happened this week, and we'll talk for, like, 30 minutes. Now, like, nothing fucking happened this week, so there's nothing to go on. I can't even squeeze this one dry, man. So,
yeah,
we'll move on to segment three. Very fast. Very fast.
What's segment one?
Well, really, segment one's just the introduction. It's not even a segment. I call it a segment, but it's really not. That's where we, like, warm up. That's, like, our warm up, where, like, things, like, you set the tone. Like, all right, this podcast is going to be really dumb, or this one's going to be pretty serious. This one more like locked in on the game, like you know, something like that. This one, yeah, people probably started off and were like, this is gonna be a shit show.
Yep.
So segment three is what we're playing in our favorite gaming news bit. So what are you guys playing?
Battlefield.
You're both playing Battlefield 1? Me too. I picked a different game though. Yeah, you guys like messaged me last night and I'm just laying in bed, it's like 5 a.m. like, oh, Battlefield 1 was pretty fun. I'm like, I go on my phone and I get a message from Nissan. Hey, Matt, if you want to play Battlefield 1 with us and you're on PC, let me know. I'm like, I just finished playing for like 4 hours.
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah, I like went on Snapchat. You were on Snapchat, like Battlefield. And I'm like,
whoopsies. Guys, I would not ignore you like that. Come on.
That's
like the only group chat I'm like really active in. Like the other one I'm in with Sugar Bomb, I like don't message in. Really, that
I hide from that chat. I have it muted 24/7. Like,
oh,
I
so
can't.
Do I. Yeah, I have both chats muted because my phone would be blowing up.
Yeah,
like 90 messages when I wake up every morning. You know.
Yeah,
it's pretty common. Yes. I give Ellie. I called you Eddie. Holy shit!
Wow.
I give Ellie props. Do you still scroll through each conversation you miss? Oh my god.
I do that too.
I give up on that. I gave up. I couldn't do it. I like wake up and just be there for like an hour, just like this the whole time. Like, when do I? Okay, I finally got there and I scroll back for an hour, like catching up on what I missed.
Well, mine, I can just tap something and it goes straight to the top four, man.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, I wish.
See, like, I have to do that because if I don't, then I'll say something and someone will be like, well, we already talked about that earlier. Like, it'll just be something irrelevant. And I'm like,
yeah, I just accept I'll sound stupid. Okay. All right, they'll call me an idiot either way, so.
Yeah, so somebody will call you out in there.
Either way, you show up for like 5 minutes and you disappear.
Yeah. Ask us to be on their podcast.
So, what do you guys think about Battlefield 1? Is it what you wanted? Is it living up to the hype?
It's better than I expected, honestly.
Really? Yeah, I didn't have much expectations going in because, like, I didn't. I'm going to be honest. I'm not saying this because of the launch because I didn't even play it at launch. I actually picked up Battlefield 4 like a month and a half ago, and I wasn't a big fan of it. So, going into Battlefield 1, and also Battlefront kind of sucked. So, going to Battlefield 1, like, my expectations with DICE were kind of up in the air. I was thinking, I don't know what team of DICE is working on this, where is this going to be something I really enjoy, like a Bad Company 2 or a Battlefield 3, or is this going to be a shit show? So, I was relieved to have a lot of fun with it so far.
Yeah, I was obsessed with Battlefield 4 for the longest time, and I just recently stopped playing it. Mm. And finally, Battlefield 1's, like, playable and it's so good because like it was World War I and when they first announced that I was like so scared. I'm like, there's no way they can do this right.
I remember, yeah, you weren't big on that at first.
No, because I couldn't imagine like going from like seeing what they did to Battlefront. I'm like, there's no way they're gonna do this right. It's gonna be dead content. And like I still don't know if there's enough content. Like, who knows? Like, this could be another Battlefront where it just dies a month after because it's like, that's it.
Like, the beta is half the game, just like the Battlefront.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what it kind of looks like because you can see supposedly all the things that they have implemented in the game. It's like, and like, if you open the main weapons menu, it says, like, this will be available in the main game kind of deal. Mm-hmm. Which I'm hoping they'll add more because that means there's only like 20 guns or something. And going, like, the problem is this Battlefield 4. Set this huge expectation.
Why'd you? What was the base for?
I didn't say that word at all. No, so Battlefield 4, like, it was really, really good. And then you saw Hardline, and everyone was like, okay, that was kind of bad, but all right. Mm-hmm. And then you see Battlefront, and it's
I liked Hardline, though. A lot of people hated it, but I
it was good for a while, but yeah, it was like the team that was working on it was like kind of eh, but
it was just disappointing. Because, but like when I played during its launch month, like satisfied.
It was
me.
Good. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I had fun with it still. And then Battlefield 1 is just it feels good. It's not the only issue I have with that game are the horses.
I'm so beast on them. They're so I hate the horses. Easy. They're so
exactly.
Easy.
They're so like you just like you see the horse coming, you're like give up. That's it. Because they get close to you and you're dead. I'm like, that's not fair.
The range is...
It's ridiculous. Like, they can run you over.
Yeah, in the video I made, I didn't even notice, but the hitbox for the sword is ridiculous. I whipped on this guy with my sword completely, and I still got him. I was like,
yeah.
Fuck, all right. Like, that's a free kill.
Great.
No, it's the horses are bad. Other than that, it's really good because, like, the vehicles, they're not OP. Because it used to be, like, I could get in a tank in Battlefield 4, and I would just go, like, 50-0 without an issue.
I think that's still an issue with Battlefield 1. I really
It's not because you half the vehicles in the game don't even have a main weapon function. You have to have someone else being a gunner. So like you have to work as a team. Like you have to actually put some like thought into this now, and that's gonna deter those people who are like you know they vehicle whore the entire mm-hmm. game. And you're like yeah, like car already.
Yeah.
So like Plus
no,
there's no
good.
Yeah. There's Makes no sense. Like. OP healing either because like the engineer takes like a year to fix something. It used to be like all right there you go good to go mm-hmm. So it's a lot better.
I can agree with that. Yeah, I think one thing that's really weird is like if you're flying the attack plane in the air and like you get damaged you can hold down on the keyboard and you'll start repairing it inside and
okay
you
know,
yeah you can do that with the tank too. You can just sit there and just somehow your vehicle just comes back together.
Yeah, well,
it takes time, but still, it's one of those things where it's like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, how am I even repairing this?
In the air, that's a little weird. In like ground vehicles, I can kind of understand that because you have to come to a stop. But the air vehicles, that is a little weird.
In the air, like, because I did it, like, I'm flying, and mind you, it takes a while for the circle to fill, and it doesn't gradually heal, you know, but it like, you actually have to complete it for it to do a heal, and it's like 20 health or something. But still, it's you're healing in air. It's so weird.
It's a little weird. Yeah,
boy. So you don't think there's any balance issues whatsoever?
No, even like because there's like some like kind of like things that you would think were OP. Like the sniper class has like an anti-tank bullet, which is just a really big arm-piercing bullet.
Man, the case snipers.
Yeah, it's so good because like you need a team to do it properly. So like if I have like you know like me and like a couple other people sitting there and like one has like an the rocket. Gun or whatever, and then you have a couple guys with the case snipers. The snipers distract the tank driver, and you get the guy with the rocket gun set up, and then you just take the tank out like really fast. So it's like Battlefield 1 is very teamwork centric. I saw.
Do you still think that even with like that hero system or that weapon pickup system? I know it was in Battlefield 4 as well in some way, but do you think that takes away from it? Because I've seen in a bunch of games, anytime I'm in a game, there's always a bunch of people hovering around like the hero weapon. And I'm like. Objectives this way, guys. Like
in Battlefield or Battlefront?
Battlefield. They call it the hero system. Some people just call them elite classes. I don't know
yeah,
what that rings about.
The flamethrower, machine gunner, sniper, the jug. Yeah, and then the sniper, and then well, none of them are OP because the machine gun it's not accurate at all. The flamethrower has no range, and then the sniper you have to set it up.
You don't think the flamethrower has range? I thought it had pretty good range.
I mean, it does, but it's a flamethrower, you know?
Like, when I was using it, I was, like, fucking hosing down people from, like across the other side of the objective. I'm like, fuck yeah. I mean, it's cool. Just I wanted to know if you guys thought it put a little whack in an otherwise pretty balanced game.
Well, I mean, otherwise, how would you implement it?
That's the thing. I mean, for me, I don't like the hero or special weapon pickup system because I feel like for me, and this may sound ridiculous, but I think, like, if you're playing good, then you should get rewarded. If you're sucking, sorry. You should not.
So you want, like, kill streaks in the game.
Not kill streaks, though, because, like, that's, I think those are done wrong. But I think there's got to be a way to, like, fucking like, flies in my room somewhere. It's fucking like, bothering me. It's breaking my train of thought. Like, I'll be talking, and then all of a sudden, like, I see this little black speck. I'm like, you fuck.
So you mean like a point system, kind of like how Black Ops did it?
I guess, yeah, maybe. You know, I guess there's only one way of putting it in that way, and the only comparison could probably be a Call of Duty game. But, like, I like that in a way because I like when the player who's playing good is rewarded. Because if you're sucking at the game, tough shit. You shouldn't be getting these dominant hero pickups.
Well, I mean, in Battlefront, I know it's a big issue because, like, you could have...
Yeah,
like,
it's not... Just, mind you, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, it's not as bad as Battlefront where
because,
you can just camp these things, but...
Yeah, because in Battlefield, they don't respawn anywhere near as often, and when you get them, like, if you, like, you could pick up the Juggernaut suit, for example, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're alone, you're not going to make it anyway because you can melee the Juggernaut suit.
Yeah, the bayonet charge, you can just one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you have to still play smart, and you still have to play well, and you still have to play with a team. Otherwise, you're not going to get anywhere otherwise. So it's like, those heroes aren't OP because their equipment isn't OP.
Yeah, and then people like chalk up like, oh, man, you just suck. It's not like me getting killed by it. I'm killing with it, and I'm like, I'm fucking destroying these people.
Yeah, it's not bad. Plus, I haven't seen people camp it. That's weird.
Maybe I had a bad stretch, but like I played a handful of matches last night, and at least you know how long Battlefield they usually go for, like 20 minutes. So I had like two or three matches where I saw people in instances like just kind of three people just camping around it, waiting for it, and I'm like, that's not going to spawn for a while. Like someone died with that recently.
You must have gotten like you must have had like a squad sitting in the server who kept doing the same thing like over and over.
Yeah, they were like, looking around. But,
yeah,
I mean it was the thing though is the reason I mentioned it in my videos because they were two different teams and I thought if it was the same team doing it over and over that's like just a dick, but then if it was two different teams I know that doesn't represent the entire Battlefield community, but for me during my experience I was just kind of like really like this is taken away from the match because we're losing right now and we got it's like just... a quarter of our team just chilling there. That's just me though. I mean otherwise I love this game. The sound design is so good.
It's
like,
so good.
The way it just like you can feel all this happening around you and stuff. It's so nice.
I love like the distant sounds because like when the armored train comes into the battlefield, for example, you could just be sitting there like on D with like a rifle or something. You're like, all right, here we go. We're gonna defend this point. We're gonna take it from the enemies. And all I hear is boom, boom of like the train horn coming. You're like, we don't need D this bad.
Yeah,
just pack up and leave. Yeah, because like
I love how they put a bunch of little like dips in the map, like trenches almost. I love that because they're useful. They put them in just the right spots where I love just diving into them and using them as cover. It's so awesome. It's one of my favorite parts of the game.
Yeah, because I remember Battlefield 4, you could kind of do that. Like, there were certain maps where it's like, if a tank, you know, blew this area up, you could kind of lay down a crater and, like, you just have the tank kind of roll over you, but usually it didn't work. But in this game, the craters go deep enough, at least in the sand map because it's sand. Mm-hmm. You can just kind of lay down and just, like, pray he doesn't know you're there, and you'll just see, like, the tank roll over you.
Yeah, that was what happened with me. The armor train, like, came in, and I was, like, stuck on the other side of the train at D, and I just I dove in this crater, and I just laid there, and, like, they finally left, and I was like, whew, okay, all right.
No, speaking of dodging danger like that, the weather system is so good, because we had, like, a really dense dust storm came in, and me and like, a couple people were just sitting there, like, trying to get to B, and we heard, like, the rumbling of a couple tanks coming, and we're like, ah, crap. So we, like, laid down the sand and just stayed really still, and it was, like, that Call of Duty mission was, like, let them pass.
Oh!
I'm just, like, and you see, like, three tanks go, and you see them rolling past, I'm like, we're gonna die.
Oh, man, I remember that.
Yeah, it was, like, I'm, like, this is, like, I'm getting the Call of Duty vibes now. I'm just seeing the tanks roll past us, and we're not getting spotted. It was so good.
Yeah, because a good way of describing it, I was watching the Black Okage, and he said, like, it's like a map in a map, almost, because you have the sandstorm, then you have, I'm trying to remember, like, I think there was, like, something that actually kind of looked like a radiation storm in Fallout 4, like, things got green, it's like, what the fuck?
No, there's a fog, there's a dust storm, and then I think there's clear weather, and then there's, like, a slight dust storm, like, there's, like, the pre-dust storm, and then the dust storm.
Yeah, the clear weather is beautiful, though, when it's like that, like, you can really...
Yeah, you can see everything.
Everything's so vibrant, though. It's like the color palette's change. It's really awesome, especially because the sandstorm, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just like this additional effect. Literally, like your line of vision is like brought so close to you where you got to be pretty close to someone to see them.
Yeah, because like you can't spot people when the storm's in. You can't see the sniper glimpse.
Really? I didn't know either of those.
Yeah. So if you're a sniper and you see the dust storm rolling in, you better pack up and switch locations or something, because your sniper isn't going to be very useful.
Yeah.
So it's really good. The storms are really good because they look really good and really dense, but they're not performance hungry. Like, you know, something like Fallout is, for example.
Does the game run well on both your rigs?
Mm-hmm. I get max frames. It says 100, so.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, what is my PC eating, man? I had 160 frames. I'm like, yeah, I can fucking get behind this. Like, I'm going to run this game as high as I can.
Well, I think it's because of the new DX12. I think that's it's supposed to be super optimization-wise, but, like, no one's used it yet, I think. And I think that's why it runs so well, is because that system is really good, so.
Cool. Ellie, you're mighty quiet.
Yeah, you guys are just like, whoa! I'm like,
I'm excited.
You guys know, you guys are both excited. Like, I'm still letting you guys go. You guys are going well. For me personally, like, I can't like compare it to any previous Battlefield games because like I didn't play them. I played like what was it like a free weekend or something, and I played like a little bit of Battlefield 4, and I was like, oh yeah, I liked it. And then I never committed enough to actually buy it and continue playing it because I thought Battlefield 1's coming out, then I'm just going to, like, save up and grab that. And playing the demo, I wasn't sure whether I'd enjoy it, but I did. Like, I genuinely enjoyed it. And I don't usually play games that are, like that. Intense. So it's like, yeah, like, there's so much going on and, like... It's
realistic, Ellie.
Yeah, like, I'm so used to, like, you know, like, the kind of, like, smaller... Like, sort of games like that, like, you know, like CSGO or like Call of Duty, where it's sort of like
condensed.
A lot smaller and like there's not too much going on. And, but I really enjoyed it. And, I really like the idea of like the dust storms and stuff. I love when that happens. And I like exactly what you were saying about like the craters. I feel like I'm so good at like just dodging and weaving people and just falling into craters and hiding.
It's
because every time we play, he gets so mad because he dies. Everyone dies. And I'm the only one that's still around. And just and he's like, how?
Ellie's a master of the serpentine, man.
I guess so. Like, because he's sitting in the building, right? And we're getting shot at. And we're like, all right, we have to figure out a plan. And she just, like, runs away screaming. And we're like, we continue fighting. We all get picked off and, like, the building gets blown up or whatever. And we're like, all right, great. Well, now we got to start back at the base. And we just see Ellie, like, the little green dog.
Because I'm like, all right, I'm gonna try to figure out where these people are. So I'm like, run. I'm like, I can't stay in one spot. I like run and duck behind this thing, and I like peek around the corner here, and I'm like, okay, I can't stay here. They probably know I'm here. I'm like, run down the other side. Meanwhile, they're
like a stealth mission. You're not confronting. You're doing like recon for Neeson and the rest. Neeson.
Well, why can't I speak today? I like snipe.
Neeson and Eddie. I said, what is happening to me?
Oh,
holy shit. I sound like an internet commenter who's just met you for the first time. You're Neeson.
Yeah.
I'm Neeson and Eddie. Nice to meet you.
Liam Neeson.
I'm a big fan.
What a funny joke, man.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like sniping and stuff, because, like, I just kind of, like, hide behind everything, and I'm good at, like, packing up and just running, and then just, like, where is a good place to sit and just wait and just sort of, like, that's, like, the position I always play in, like, any game. I really like sniping and... So I guess I'm just good at hiding and running around.
Yeah, I was going to ask that next. What was your preferred class, so to say?
Sniper.
So you're one of
those. Trying to make you play medic. He was like, yeah, just heal me.
Everywhere I look, I see a little logo above their head. It's a fucking sniper. I'm like, does anyone in this game not play scout?
Look, okay, it's OP. I agree with you. I think it's really OP because there's no way I'm good with a sniper on PC. So I think they're going to have to depower it because, like, and, like, I'm not sitting in the back either. I'm not sitting on, like that stupid land bridge near G. I'm not doing that. I'm in your face. So if you can't kill me, you're kind of bad because you have an automatic.
It's so bad because I, like, fucking quick scope in this game. It's so bad. Like, run around the buildings and just go.
Is it true that they removed the bullet drop? I didn't notice it.
No.
But, okay, I was going to say. Someone's like, and mind you, this is a comment, but still, you note these things. You're like, is that true or not? And someone was like, yeah, I can't believe they got rid of the bullet drop almost entirely. I was like, I didn't think so. I watched my bullet like dip over the distance. So
it still happens.
Okay. Just want to make sure, because I played scout a decent amount, but I'm not a good long distance sniper. I'm more of a medium range sniper, if I'm honest. Like, you know, that close quarters. Like, I had a clip in my video where I fucking destroyed. Everyone was just grouped up on the C flag in the beta and just running around like chickens that I had cut off. I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
Got you as well. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, I just kept picking them. It was so nice.
No, I love that first sniper. It's got 10 bullets. It's like, that sniper is perfect. Mm-hmm. It shoots fast enough.
You don't need to unlock any others.
Yeah, you really don't. All the others are trash. I've unlocked all the others, and they're either too slow or too low damage.
Yeah, I tried the Gewehr, and it didn't even have a scope. I'm like, why am I using you then? Like, I know, I'm sure when you actually play the full game, you can customize the weapon and probably put a scope on it or something. But
yeah.
No, it's not like the Gewehr in World at War, man.
Well, because that's a different group.
Yeah, no, I figured, but I'm just saying. Yeah. When I hear Gewehr, I'm like, yes, that semi-auto rifle, the rifle class.
It might come back. I mean, I don't know when it was made. If it was made in World War One, it would come back, probably.
Oh, that made me so happy.
I don't think it was. I'm pretty sure it's a World War II weapon.
Yeah.
But, no, that's the only thing I'm worried about is customization. I'm worried if there's enough content, because I'm looking at it, and there's, like, because you can see how many weapons are, like, you know, in the full game, supposedly.
Yeah.
And since there's, like, at least one other version of every gun, so you take, like, that list of what? There's, like, 12 weapons. You cut that in half, you get 6 weapons a class. And it's, like...
And there's only, like, 4 classes, about 24. I mean, for its era, that's not too bad.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's just, my issue is I am so badly spoiled with Battlefield 4, because I'm used to, like, I have 700 guns I can use, and then, like, every other game, I'm like, yeah, you get 3 guns, and I'm like...
But now they're, like, limited to keeping it sort of, like...
Yeah, they have to keep it realistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, that's the thing now, like, you can't just slap on, like, a bunch of mods to it, because it's not...
They don't exist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like...
Red dot sight on my MP40.
Yeah, the aperture sight. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, for me, my easy mode class is the assault class. That gun is so good. I forgot what it was called.
But it's not the default. It's the one you unlock, right? With, like, 25 rounds or whatever.
Yeah, it almost looks like a Type 100. Hmm. Like, you reload from the side. And
It's so OP. It's so good. Spray somebody down, you get it.
Yeah, because I started off for my first couple hours of the beta playing as medic, because we didn't have a medic on my team. So I was just like, all right, I'll run with that. So I'm running around using the semi-auto rifle. I'm like dropping these mediocre, like, 11 and 10, you know, like 12 and 8. Like, I'm not that type of middle of the line player when it comes to these first person shooters. Like, I'm not saying in a cocky way, but I'm, like, really good at first-person shooters, online competitive shooters. I've always been really good at them. So for me, when I'm dropping these mediocre scores, I'm like, what gives? What am I doing wrong? I switched to assault, and all of a sudden, 30 kills later and 12 less deaths, and I'm like, oh, okay. So I was just not using the fully automatic weapon. So that's one thing I'm concerned with, is that I feel like there's going to be a lot less medics because their weapons aren't as good. It takes an absurd – in comparison to the fully auto rifles or whatever it's called that come with the assault class – in comparison to the medic class, they got to buff that up a little bit, I think, because it doesn't do as much damage.
I think there is an automatic weapon in there.
No, there is. Yeah, there is. Yeah. It's rate of fire in comparison, which I understand, but it's not as good, where you'll get outgunned.
I feel like they're going to boost a couple. They're going to change the class of them. Like, they have to fix the scout class because it's, like, amazingly OP. Mm-hmm. And then the medic class is kind of underwhelming. But, again, that just goes back to, how many more weapons do they have hidden for us, you know? Because if you have, like...
How different is each weapon is another
thing. Because that's the thing. With the sniper class, I don't know if you've tried all the snipers, but, like, 2 of them are, like, the same exact thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, there's, like, a Gruer, like, 42, and then there's, like, some other, like, Gruer 41. Like, it was, like, the same exact thing. And I'm like, why is this, like, there's no difference. I can't even see a visible difference.
Yeah, and the other thing is that I don't think, but feel free to correct me, but it doesn't have the advantage of, for example, a modern shooter because of its time constraint, where you could have, for example, like, different 3 burst weapons. I don't think.
Yeah, no, burst weapons didn't really exist. Yeah.
So, like, you can't switch it up in that way. So it's literally fully auto, semi-auto, and that's it. And yeah. So it's going to be hard to make them each individually distinct, which I mean, I'm willing to accept because I think myself and many others wanted this time period because a lot of people are just sick of the
futuristic
stuff, which I get because that's how I think FPS is trend. You know, one FPS goes to this new genre, all of them follow, they all fucking oversaturate it, destroy it. And then one steps out and then it goes back because you had Call of Duty and every other first person shooter in World War II. Then everyone's like, no, let's go to the future. I think it kind of started with Titanfall for a couple of years now. All we got is futuristic. Now Battlefield 1 steps out, goes back.
We're going to go back. And then we're going to go back to World War II. And
yeah.
It's going to be a cycle.
It's literally going to be a cycle all along until the futuristic
comes back.
Speaking of that, futuristic and stuff, did you guys see Infinite Warfare's multiplayer gameplay?
Was it trash?
How do I word it? Okay, like, Infinity Ward, in my opinion, is aside from COD 4, and some people say MW2 is a good Call of Duty, and I could agree with that because it's competitive. I can't talk today. Competitively, it was fun for me, but that was like 4 years after launch when it was fully patched. But in my opinion, Infinity Ward has not made a good Call of Duty game in ages. Like,
they haven't.
They're one of the few developers I'll just look at and go, you suck.
Yeah.
So when I look at Infinite Warfare, you know, I got an open mind to it when they did the thing at the Sony press conference where they had a demo. It looked like this cool shooter. And then at the end, they showed Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. And I was like, all right, you know, I got to treat every game equally. And if this game impressed me, even though I didn't know its name and then realized it was Call of Duty, I can't just say, oh, it's Call of Duty. Fuck that. No, I liked what I saw. So I should give it the benefit of that. So they proved me wrong. So I was like, all right, let's see what this multiplayer gameplay is about. And I'm laughing because it literally looks like they said, fuck it. Like, they were just like, okay, we're just going to add everything in this game that's weird. So there's laser guns, like literal laser guns. I saw a bubble shield, and then the guy ran into his bubble shield and took out his actual shield and bursted down a hallway and ran over two people. Some dude transformed into a robot dog.
What?
I was like, okay, like, it's weird enough to get my attention. I have to say this though, a lot of people were shitting on it, and I can understand why, but for me, when I walked away from this multiplayer gameplay that I saw, I was like, all right, you know, I'm surprised. Like, that really wasn't awful. I think they realized that they're kind of in the shitter, so it's like, let's just make something really random and weird. And I watched like a full multiplayer gameplay match. I think it was on a map called Frost, and I mean, it still looks like your standard all Call of Duty, you know, sprinting everywhere and you're doing your little jump glides and shit. The only reason I'm probably not going to like this game is because it looks so much like Advanced Warfare. And I hated that game. That and Ghosts, I despise. And I'm not like a Call of Duty hater, really. I used to be, I'll admit. But like, I kind of opened my eyes and I was like, all right, like, it's fun to hate, but they're really not too bad. Like, Black Ops 3 was fucking awesome. I love
it. Yeah, Black Ops 3 was good.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm looking at Infinite Warfare with open eyes. I'm trying to give it a chance here. The good news that came out of this trailer, though, was when they ended it and said that now it should have been like this originally, but COD 4 is going to have all 16 maps remastered now. It's not 10 now. It's all of them. They decided, oh, let's do the extra six. All right, yeah, that, like, let's get off our fucking ass and do this.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys had a chance to watch any footage though, right? You haven't?
I couldn't be bothered to Call of Duty exactly.
You should. I want to get a live reaction right now. I want to get a live reaction and see.
No, the one thing I did see though was that stupid zombies crap, and like I saw like the zombies like dancing, and I'm like, this is dumb enough, it might be okay.
Yeah. But then you look at Exo Zombies. That sucked.
Yeah, Exo Zombies was trash. I hate that they keep trying to do what's it called? Zombies. I'm like, that's not your.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I understand it's kind of counterproductive as a business to not keep doing zombies because Treyarch started Zombies and it became so popular. People will buy Call of Duty just for zombies, so they got to put it in every game now, or at least they should. But I think they need to have Infinity War to find their own thing.
What about Spec Ops? Spec Ops were good. They should just do a 4-player Spec Ops mode and make it good.
I like Spec Ops. Yeah, Spec Ops was a good idea. That or keep going with the alien thing. That could have been cool.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of doing zombies, make it aliens and go crazy with that in its own story and stuff. I think that would work.
That would be interesting.
All right, which video am I looking at, Matt?
Is it the... Send me whatever you end up watching so I can... Say the same thing.
Multiplayer reveal. Wow, Ellie's picture is frozen. Can you see that? Oh, there we go. Now you're good. You're good. You just type in just Infinite Warfare multiplayer, and it should be like the first trailer on the Call of Duty page that last time I looked at 17,000 likes and 18,000 dislikes.
The launch one by outside Xbox. Call of Duty Infinite Warfare multiplayer gameplay trailer.
Yeah, that's it. It's 2 minutes
ish. Yeah, 2:18. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, Ellie, I'll link it for you.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this will be interesting. You get to see like an actual first reaction of Ellie and Isan as they watch Call of Duty. I'm sorry that Ellie's face is covered by a
death. Yeah,
yeah. On things
pixelated. It's bad. All right, Ellie, tell me when you're ready to start.
Yeah, I'm ready. I think I found the video anyway.
Did you start it?
Yeah. I heard your click, so I just clicked it.
All right, I'm watching it. Okay, we've got Birdman with the railgun.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
We have like a spider drone. More laser weapons.
Well, that's an explosion.
Oh, the Intervention Mark 7, sure.
His face. Ellie's like in disbelief, and Nissan's just like, what the fuck?
He's got like dual laser weapons. What are we doing?
Yeah, dude, they look like G18s.
Okay, he's just. A black hole gun, sure, okay. We'll take it.
Oh. Oh, I see the bubble shield.
Yeah, right? That was a little...
That's And then he put like, bubble shield, and then it's, like, normal shield.
Yeah, he just, like, runs through them all.
What is that?
Like a shotgun. You got, like, a little spider drone.
Oh, that's... horrifying.
He's got, like, explosive tomahawk. He turned into a dog.
Like, what?
Stupid black hole gun.
That's so random.
Right? Like, am I not right? That, like, it looks like they just said, fuck it.
Yeah, they were like, all right, we know we're bad. If we just go far enough backwards, we'll go forward.
They won't be surprised because we're so bad. Did you guys watch the full thing? Or is it still going?
Yeah,
it had like a lot of like Borderlands feel to it. It was like
they had health bars. I was kind of surprised. I was like, that's yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, the players now have like health bars above their head.
Okay.
Yeah, which is kind of weird. But I was like, okay, maybe that means is it gonna be like an armor system that gives them more health? Oh god, I don't know, man. They do weird shit with Call of Duty now.
Who knows?
So is that like a guaranteed pre-order?
No.
Right now.
No.
Let's go.
No.
Dude, are you going to pay that $80 for a remastered game?
No, I would pay maybe $20 for that.
I don't know why they haven't sold it separately yet. I'm just waiting for them to announce it. I thought they
honestly, I'd pay like $30 for that to be separate.
Yeah, like I'd pay the extra, because that's usually what companies do. They'll sell it as a bundle, and then if they do it this way, or they'll sell it separately for a little bit of extra money. If they sold it for $30, I think enough people would bite and be like, okay, I'll pick that up. I mean, remastered campaign, all the maps. I think that's what they're going to do because they fully remastered the remainder of the maps. So I think that's what they're going to have to do now is sell it separately because now it's the full game remastered. So it'll definitely draw more attention. It's not just 10 maps and the campaign. I don't know, though. Infinite Warfare is it's really interesting to watch because I feel sort of bad because after that E3 press conference, a lot of people were like, wow, okay, I guess Infinite Warfare isn't that bad. And then now, like, they're kind of stuck in this internet rabbit hole of, people are just not going to accept this game. And so it's got a couple months until it comes out, and just people aren't going to allow it. People aren't going to allow it to be good. If it, even if it's the hands down, I don't think it will be, but let's say it is somehow magically, potentially the best Call of Duty to come out in years. No one will give a fuck.
No, it's too late.
Yeah.
It's like literally nowadays of gaming, it's first impression or fuck yourself. It's so bad. If your first impression for a game is not good, that's all there is. That's it. It's game over.
Which, to be fair, it did have a good first impression, you know, because they did do that a lot. Like, they showed the game before they said it was Call of Duty, and that caught a lot of people off guard. But it's the name. Yeah, it happened to me at least, too. Like when I first saw it, I'm like, oh, this looks like a kind of cool game. And then, like, I saw, like, Call of Duty and Infinite Warfare then, and I felt like I got Rickrolled. I'm like, bruh. I was just trolled by Call of Duty. What is this?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, that's what happened to me because I saw the reveal trailer for Infinite Warfare. I was like, this is trash because that looked just like Advanced Warfare, and I did not like that at all. But then that PS4 gameplay they showed where they were like in space with laser guns and stuff, I was like, what is this? This looks kind of interesting. And like, at the end, they showed Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. Like you said, I felt Rickrolled. I was like, shit, I got pranked. And, you know, it's like Ginger Nerd gets pranked by, like, Big Boss Company, something along those lines. And so...
Ellie, you all right?
No.
Yeah, like, do you see her picture frozen, too, and, like, this...
No, she has another small creature.
Oh, I see her picture now. Yeah, there we go. For me, it's like a play-by-play. It'll update every now and then.
It's really bad, yeah.
Oh, it's fine, though. Because, like, for me, like, Ellie was frozen on, like, the blur meme, like she was like mid action, so like you just saw blurry Ellie like running.
Yeah.
So, whatever. But
yeah. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
She just opens. She doesn't care. She just opens my door, and I'm like,
okay. Dog and bait.
She was about to get stuck under my bed, and that would have been really awkward. She buries herself in the boxes, and then she can't get out.
That's terrifying. Your dog's for an special.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
I saw her go behind me. I'm like, oh, no, where'd you go?
Find it in the boxes, whimpering.
She's all good. I don't know. Sorry.
Now, what I'm wondering is, I haven't seen footage on the campaign for Infinite Warfare. I'm guessing you guys haven't either.
I'm sure it's trash.
I've heard good things. I've heard.
Is it, I don't know. I mean, it could be.
I don't know either, but I've heard good things. So it makes me wonder. Would you? What? Let's say it looked phenomenal. Would you buy a Call of Duty game for its campaign?
Not pre-order. I might buy it for like 30. Okay. Go on GTA and buy it for like 33 the day it came out. Like I did Black Ops 3. Mm. I'll do that.
I never played Black Ops 3's campaign.
Really?
Was it good?
Yeah, it was all right. I kind of liked it.
Because I loved Black Ops 2. Mm. That campaign.
Yeah,
no, Black Ops, it has some ties. It does have some ties. It's not like...
But they let you make choices. There were story choices, and you could customize the class and go into combat. It was, and the music was so good. Oh, fuck, that...
Well, Black Ops 2?
Black Ops 2, yeah, its campaign
was... Oh, they did it in 3 as well, right? Did they?
You could make choices in 3?
I think so. I think a couple times there were choices. I'm not sure. I think the ending...
Treyarch's the only hope that series has, in my opinion.
Yeah, like, they always do everything right. Like, they do a co-op campaign, they do zombies really well. The multiplayer isn't half bad. So, like...
Like, they... What I say for Treyarch is that they do multiplayer competently enough to make it tolerable. Like, it usually, like every Call of Duty game, I don't deny Treyarch of this, gets into that rhythm where it eventually becomes boring, stale, and you're like, okay... I'm done grinding this game, whatever. Like, the COD fever's over. But the campaign and the zombies, it's their extra modes they do so well that keep the game going. Now, mind you, though, the thing is that, like I just said, I didn't play Black Ops 3's campaign. So, for me, what kept me going was actually its multiplayer and its zombies. Both were really well done. And I didn't even play any of the DLC for Black Ops 3, which I wanted to do. But my friends fucking backed out on me. So, I had no one to play it with on PS4. So, I didn't buy those new zombies maps. But I've heard good things as well.
Yeah, the zombie maps are pretty good. They're not. I'm in the same boat as you. I don't have anyone else really playing with. But when I did play them a little bit online. They were all right. They were pretty fun.
Did you play it on PC or Xbox One?
Yeah, I'm on PC.
Oh, okay.
The Easter eggs though are absolutely insane. They went overboard with them. Honestly,
I didn't see them because I'm friends with Noah J456, not Noah of the podcast, but the guy who's like known for Easter eggs on Call of Duty and stuff. And so I've seen some of the shit he goes for. They're nuts.
It's insane. Yeah, they got people sitting there deciphering Morse code and hidden signals and stuff. And I'm like, what are y'all doing with your lives?
It reminds me of Overwatch, how there was in this trailer for, I think it was for the Summer Games, Tracer does a dash, and behind her is, this little, strand that's usually just her little...
Like the little, trail.
Yeah, her trail when she dashes. But inside that was, a code that people translated, and it's all about this secret character, Sombra or whatever. I don't know if you guys have heard. It's nuts how deep these Overwatch trailers get, and there was actually at one point Lucio was doing something. It was for Lucio Ball, and he did something, and all you see is this cloaked figure standing on top of the net in the background. It's so creepy because you know that Blizzard put something there. So I love when trailers do that, and games in general, where you have these Easter eggs, for example, in Black Ops 3.
Yeah.
Anyway, anyone got any favorite news they want to talk about?
Fallout 4 is over.
Hype.
It's your favorite news. It's over.
It's finally over.
It's over.
All right, it's a little sad.
Yeah.
It's sad it failed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it...
I hate that game.
You don't.
Look, if it didn't crash...
You spent so many hours on this game. You're like, I hate this game. And all you do is play it.
Because modded.
I hate it.
That game, vanilla, is so trash. It's so... It's actually bad. I can't go back and play vanilla. I can't. I would go insane.
I can agree to that. Not that I think the vanilla game is bad. I really enjoyed that. But yeah, when I modded it and then I unmodded it for Nuka World, I lost that much interest. Just because
I did the same exact thing. I was talking about in the chat, I was playing Nuka World, and I had that same issue that you were talking about. And
Yeah, what the fuck was that? That was so
stupid.
I don't
know! It was, a bunch of, cars that were, the scale got,
how did you miss this? It's so big!
I don't know. I don't know if it was a mod or not, because I turned everything off, so
same.
I don't...
I turned everything off before I entered, too.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I did that, and then, I turned all my mods off, and then, I couldn't play. I got to the point where... You talk to what's his name after you killed the guy?
Gage.
Yeah, in the very beginning. And then he's like, "All right, come here, I'll show you your room or whatever." And I'm like,
"Where do I go?"
Yeah, I'm like, I paused it. He walked away for 10 feet, and I'm like, "I'm bored." I got off. I couldn't. I'm all I did was I ran through a death tunnel, which reminds me of that garage in the base game.
Yeah,
it was the same exact thing. I don't know if you noticed.
The base game.
There was, I think people call it, the Saw Easter egg. It was a maze, exactly how it was in the DLC. Mm-hmm. There was, a bunch of traps and everything everywhere. And, you had to run through and you had to get to, the rooftop. And there was, a treasure chest at the rooftop or something.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then...
I'm not remembering that right now.
I don't even remember where it was. I only went to it once. And then I went to the DLC, and I'm like... this feels like the exact same thing. They use some of the same traps, too. And I'm like... Effort, please. Others have done better than you, Bethesda.
I'll say this much though: that the Gauntlet felt like a mod.
Mm-hmm.
The DLC was well done, I thought personally, but the Gauntlet area felt like a mod with all the random fucking turrets scattered about.
Yeah.
With all these traps laying around, it literally felt like a challenge mod I had just downloaded for a video.
Yeah.
Can you survive? Like that. So.
No, there was one point where it was 30 turrets in the room or something.
It's right when you first enter, yeah.
Yeah, and I go in there, and then none of the turrets work. And I'm like.
Oh, they didn't work for you. Wow.
Not the first room. I think I know what you're talking about, where it's they're on the sides. But no, there's another one where it's there's a throne or something with a turret in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bunch of turrets on each, on the shelves on the side or whatever. I walked in there, and none of the turrets were on. And I'm like,
huh.
Wasn't this supposed to be, the hardest room? I walked through it. What just happened? So I don't know.
That... Any other gaming news then? That doesn't have to do with Bethesda.
And then, Battlefront. Yeah. Battlefield.
Whoa. Settle down.
Oh. Battlefield. That's pretty much all I can think of. Nothing's really happened. Oh, Titanfall 2 sucks, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, I heard they took out a lot of the AI. Like, there's very few AI units now.
That bothered me in the first one.
Oh, really? You didn't like the AI units?
Nah.
The AI units. It was so good.
They were just free kills, like, and they did nothing.
But they didn't give you anything.
Yeah, it was just get out of the way. Like, you're not adding to or taking away. You're just there. So for me,
yeah, I thought it was cool. It gave like a massive scale feeling. And then they took out a couple other things that made Titanfall fun. The first one, Titans aren't timed anymore. They're like point based solely now or something like that. I don't know. I was told a couple of these things. I don't know the details on it. But yeah, apparently it's not as good as the first one.
That's what I've heard. George from Zero Period.
That's who told me.
He told me. He was like, yeah, it's not as good.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So. Anyway, we talked about a lot of shooters in that segment. Let's move on to the fan questions.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
They're good ones, man.
Yeah, okay.
At See the Milkman, what dead studio would you revive?
Pandemic.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because
bring back Battlefront, because they had a perfect setup to do tie-in after tie-in and do them well. Like, have you played Lord of the Rings Conquest?
No.
Okay. It's literally Battlefront in the Lord of the Rings universe, and it's so good. It's literally that, though. They did it so well.
I remember you talking about that before.
Yeah, I have mentioned it here before, and it's so cool. And so I agree with that. Pandemic.
Yeah, because so good. They had Mercenaries 2. They had Battlefront.
They did something else, though.
Yeah, they did a couple other games. They did another Star Wars game, but it wasn't anything that was like series worthy.
No, but yeah, they did. I gotta look it up. What games have they worked on? Because there was something outside of Battlefront that made me go like, "My God!" Yeah. Like, they're in so many of my favorite. Oh, that's what it was. The Saboteur. You ever played that?
No, I must be thinking of a different third series. Let me.
It's an open world game set during World War II, and you play as like this Irishman. And like, the entire map is black and white, and like, so is the world itself that you're running around in. It's set during World War II, like I said, and so you gotta fight against the Nazis who were controlling Paris, and as you, like, take down their bases and stuff, it adds color to the map and, like, unlocks all this other stuff that you can do, and it's such a good game, and there's so many, like, different cool side activities. It's just a very well-done game, and it's so overlooked. More people need to play that game. It'd be totally up your alley if you like World War II games. This is World War II. It's open world. It's by Pandemic. What more can you want?
Yeah, it was Destroy Humans.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, they made the first two. And then Star Wars, The Clone Wars, which was a really good game, but it's just one game. And then...
For me, it'd probably be Southend Studios. They developed Death Row. And they are dead now. get it? Yeah, but
they got put on death row.
Anyway, it makes me feel like shit that this company's not around anymore, because Death Row was a really unique idea. I've made a video on it. I've talked about it on the podcast, so I won't go on too long. But I really liked what they were trying to do with that, and I think that idea would have worked perfectly nowadays as like a $20 Xbox arcade game or something like that. Almost like a Rocket League, maybe, like something in that type of vein.
Some popular indie game.
Yeah, exactly. Like a popular arcade indie game that you can play multiplayer with your friends. It would have worked so well today, where I wish they were around nowadays, because I think they would have had some real success with that. Ellie, though, dead studio that you'd bring back.
I don't know. Like, all of my, like, favorite sort of, like, series and stuff are, like, still... Like, they're all developed by people that are still around.
That you know, must like be a really nice feeling.
It's a real feeling.
All the series I love are dead or dying.
Yeah, everything I've loved is dead.
Battlefront is dying. Yeah. Fallout, I'm probably not going to see again for another decade, which I think you guys can all sympathize with. KOTOR, God fucking knows. What else is there? Sly Cooper. Who the hell knows? Kingdom Hearts has been 10 years.
Mecha Salt. I want Mecha Salt to come back. That was a good game.
Yeah, I'm just like, I didn't know.
Crash Bandicoot.
Yes! Oh my god. But that is like they're being remastered, so
that's true, yeah. So you see you're still getting them. So it's like
it doesn't matter. Like
You have to suffer.
Suffer.
I don't know. I don't know. Something's gonna be dead soon, I'd imagine.
That sounded so fucking grim.
Someone will die soon.
Someone's gonna be dead soon.
Son of a
That'll happen
and
soon.
Then I can save, but for now I'm lucky. Like what about 2K? 2K's gone, isn't it?
For you guys, it is.
Yeah, Australia.
Yeah. Which hurts everyone, I guess, because they made Borderlands the pre-sequel. Which, of course, Lone sucks the dick of because it's Australia, dude. And it got sick Australian puns in there.
God. I thought I'd say 2K in memory of Lone, who cannot show up.
Right.
He would have said 2K Australia, I reckon.
And that helps with Bioshock, too. Oh.
Yeah, Bioshock and like. WWE.
I'm mad at him and he's not even here. I'm mad at him now.
It's just him. He just creates his issues.
I'm mad.
Even Bioshock, Bioshock's getting remastered and stuff. So.
Yeah, like, I wish I was Lone. I wish my favorite game series was coming back from
the game. We're lucky.
We do have KOTOR kind of being remade.
I'm waiting for EA just to be like, nope. We're a bunch of pricks. Nope.
It's going
to
go one of two ways. It's either going to be like they're going to shut it down or they're going to help them.
Help them.
I hope they help
because
them.
It looks so good. Have you seen some of the pictures they posted recently?
Yeah. Not recently.
Like the Endar Spire?
Oh my god.
Oh no,
I did see one and it looked really good.
Yeah. They've done it so well with keeping the original art style like in remembrance of what the game was but updating it.
Can't you play in, like, first person? Isn't that, a thing?
Yeah, you can play in first person.
So excited for that. That's going to be so fun.
Yeah, and they're not changing the combat, which I like. I like KOTOR's combat.
Oh, is it going to be turn-based?
Yeah, they said it's going to be turn-based. I don't know, though. I think that's going to change at some point, because I don't know how you could do
KOTOR's. I feel like it might be an option.
Yeah.
You might be able to switch it.
Like, maybe turning off the turn-based so that you can just spam flurry.
Just imagine that. You spam, like, 20 power attacks, just drop. Buddy.
It's like a 20 front flip and then just land on him.
Just stay in the air forever and just keep bashing on until they drop. That'd be great.
I can't believe I thought for some reason that you were playing KOTOR 2 for the first time. I was you're mad at you, proud of me. I'm playing this. I'm like, are you playing for the first time? Because if so, I'm really jealous.
Yeah, no, I'm like, no, I played like 10 years ago.
If I could spend my entire life swapping with people who have played KOTOR for the first time and just like, re-experiencing it anew for the remainder of my days, I would.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, I hope... the first one I want to come out as a remake, but the second one, too. Because I never got to play the second one as much.
I want the first one to get the treatment like the second one got. Like, the modding, the up-res, the achievements. Like, that was enough for me to make me really excited about Knights of the Old Republic again. Go back, play it again. Recommend to people to buy it. It got people interested in it.
Yeah.
So I think they should do the same with the first one. I know there's a lot of legal things behind it, but...
I mean, if they're making it in Unreal, right?
Yes.
Then I think it can be modded easily. I'm not 100% sure, because I don't know how Unity and Unreal handle modding.
I don't think it's Unity, so...
Well, no, I'm just saying, like those two systems are, like, they're closer in time. So, I don't know. Hopefully KOTOR gets modding. But if not, it looks really good. I'm excited to see... How are they going to do the voices and stuff? Are they going to pull from the original game, or are they going
to,
like...
I think they're... See, I'm trying to remember. I want to say they're going to pull from the original game, but I'm not 100% on that.
That must be so weird. Because you have, like, this 4K, like, texture and resolution and everything, and then you're like, the Endor Spire is under attack! And, like... So it's...
Yeah, and you're gonna have like this. You're not going to have the luxury of the old-school animation to go along it, where they do the... this, like, the little hand glide, and then they do the, when they're pissed, the, like, a little outward hand motion that they do, and then they...
I love the animation of that game, though. They're so good.
Sith.
Oh my god, yeah. No, that'd be kind of funny, though. It's, like, 4K, like, resolution and textures and like this great like anti-aliasing, and you have like a 40 frame like animation, like, oh, I'm gonna get you.
Yeah, it's gonna feel weird, but
it's gonna be weird.
I think they should keep the original voice work. I think that's too much to redo.
Yeah, because they'd have to get voice actors, and it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, it wouldn't be like if I heard Bastila with, I forgot what's her name, Jennifer. What is it, Jennifer? I can't remember the. It's FemShep. I think Jennifer Hale. I want to say
she did. Sounds, yeah,
she did Bastila. Cannot replace that voice. Cannot. Not. You can't replace anyone. You could replace Karth. I don't give a fuck if you replace Karth. Karth is a
no. They could
loser.
Redo the droids, and I'm hoping they'll redo HK.
No,
because think about it. It's you
it's
can
the best
use.
Character in the game.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why they should redo it, because you. It since it's a robot and so heavily like changed and modulated, I feel like they could get away with revoicing it and then making it sound the exact same. If they just find the like exact, you know, audio changes that they need, they could pull it off. Statement.
Oh my god.
You meatbag.
I love him so much.
Yeah, that was my favorite character. I love bringing him around everywhere.
Anyway, at Shadow Thief 500, you're living in a room forever. Are you going to live alone with an eternal pessimist or an eternal optimist? Essentially, are you going to be by yourself? You're going to have someone who's just going to suffer with you and complain about the situation you're in? Or are you going to try to like make the best of it?
Well, Ellie,
I mean,
make the best of it and I'll complain. So.
Yeah, I'm an optimist. Like I usually, I'm like, yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah,
same.
Yeah, but the feel. Like, I think the thing is, you've got to go with whoever's opposite, because if you have too much of one thing, it's just gonna be like too intense.
Relax.
Whereas you're an optimist, and you can like argue with someone who's like a pessimist, so you could be like, but it's not that bad, and then someone could be like, it fucking sucks, and then like once in a while you can switch, and then like the other person might be like, oh, it's not too bad, or you might be like, oh, it fucking sucks, and then you guys can just
keep yourselves
balance.
That's a good perspective, because I was originally gonna go with C, just go like, all right, I'm gonna be with someone who's positive, who's like, yeah, this situation doesn't suck, like someone just turns a lock on my door and somehow my door is sealed shut. And yet they slide food into me somehow. Yeah, who would I want to be stuck with? Like, certainly not alone. I'd go insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, alone you wouldn't last long.
Yeah, I'd be just like, okay, how many days has it been? At Jeffrey Tilson asks, what's your favorite Assassin's Creed game, and why is it your favorite? Oh, man, deep thought.
I've only played 3 and 4.
What?
I've played like half of the second one because it was free on Xbox. I've played 20 minutes of 3 at a friend's house. I've played like an hour of Black Flag or whatever because I got that one free.
I've read the first Assassin's Creed book. I haven't played the game.
That's so unheard of. It's not even funny. I've never heard of that. Like, I accept what you're doing here, but I've never heard, like, I haven't played the first one. I read the book, though.
Yeah, because, like, I wasn't sure whether I'd be able to deal with playing it, because it's, like,
how old it is.
And I don't, like, and instead of, I don't know, there was the book there, and I go through books really fast, so I thought maybe if I read it and I like it enough, I'll go back and I'll play it.
Okay. Did you enjoy that book more than 3 or 4?
No.
Which one did you enjoy more out of the two then?
3 had like an interesting kind of story to it. I think more so than Black Flag. Hmm. But I enjoyed playing Black Flag more.
Yeah, for me it's a tough question because like each Assassin's Creed game for me is like struck a different chord that I really like about it. So for me, like I'd probably pick 3 because I've played that Assassin's Creed the most. I just enjoyed that one. Like the first 6 chapter or 6 sequence thing is stupid because it takes forever to really get rolling. But after that, it's the best Assassin's Creed game I've played because there's just so much to do. Now, like a lot of people for a while, my favorites were 4 and 2. And I liked the sea exploration, and I liked how, you know, 2 was in Italy, and it was such a good story, yada, yada, yada. But I appreciated 3 because it wasn't trying to be, you know, SEO, because it was before, mm-hmm. you know, because 3 wasn't critically acclaimed like 2 was, where, you know, after that, people, they just kept going back and trying over and over to do SEO, get this charismatic, funny, happy-go-lucky assassin. They didn't just try to create one. And I think Connor was the last assassin. They just tried to go ahead and create and make something out of nothing. And that's why I liked him. But more so, I liked the game just in terms of the content it offered. And also just exploring that time period was the most fun for me personally.
Yeah, I thought that was, like, I really liked that new sort of fresh kind of, like, yeah, that whole time period and stuff mm-hmm. was really interesting. I think I kind of liked Black Flag more so because, like, generally I kind of like that sort of time period as well, like the sea shanties and, like, the whole ship warfare thing was, like, really fun for me, and, like, I just generally had more fun with that. I don't know. Like, I liked the story and, like, the whole, like, thing for Assassin's Creed 3, but 4 was, like, fun for me. Like, it was, like, really fun.
Yeah, because, like, 3 also introduced the ship combat. And I just love the homestead, because I remember specifically, there was a huge snowstorm in New York, and I don't know why, I was just thinking about this a couple days ago, so it's funny we're answering this question, but there was a huge snowstorm in New York, and I actually had to live with my grandma for a couple of days because we didn't have power at my house, so I took my PS3 with me, because that week Assassin's Creed 3 came out, and I had it downloaded. Thank God I downloaded before the storm even came. So I'm playing it. I played it in a hotel first, then I played it at my grandma's for a couple of days, and I remember after that, like, I beat it. I was like, all right, this is okay. And from there, I didn't play it for a while, and then there was this period of time, it was before I got my license, so I couldn't just drive to GameStop and pick up a game or something. I was just really bored. I was like, you know, I didn't really play a lot of Assassin's Creed 3, so I picked it up and put, like, so many hours into this game, doing, like, every single side activity, collecting everything. It was such a blast, and I finally remember that game because of that, because it's one of the few games that I went back to and did more than I played it, or more than when I played it the first time.
So I think that's how it's going to be with me, because I think I'm going to go back to playing Assassin's Creed 2. So I didn't, like, I played the 2, but I didn't play a lot of the 2. Mm-hmm. I think what's going to happen soon is I'm going to, like, revert back and just, like, kill it.
Yeah, for me, I've been on that type of nostalgia run. I've just been going back and playing old games, and it's been so much fun. I really enjoy going back now. I've learned as I've gotten, I'm not saying I'm old, but as I've aged over time, I've learned that that's not even a good way of putting it. Because once again, I'm 21. I'm not old, but, like,
it's so old.
Yeah, as I get older, I should say, I've learned that it's not about sometimes playing every single current release. It's just like, okay, I love video games. I'm just going to play whatever the fuck I want. You know, it's fun to look forward to games and play whatever new launches you're excited for. But, you know, I like sometimes just going back and playing games I may have missed, or going back and playing one I've already beat a million and one times.
Cool. Exactly.
So,
I've noticed that trend, though, of going back, because I've been doing that recently, too. Is, like, I've been going back and, like, trying to play, like, old stuff, like a lot of, like, old Star Wars games, like Empire War, or I played something, KOTOR. And, like, I've just been going back and playing old stuff. And, like, I think maybe that's becoming a trend just because this year kind of sucked, or 2015 kind of sucked, that is. So maybe that's like a...
Interesting. I thought this year's been pretty good, like between Doom and Overwatch. I really liked XCOM 2. I've had a lot of fun games this year, personally.
Doom was fun for like a week, and then it died. There's like 3 players on it on PC now. Like, no one plays that game.
I went to get gameplay for a video, and I played on the DLC maps. Like, no one bought the DLC because I can't even get on the map.
Yeah.
It's sad because the game's really good.
Yeah.
But
I felt really nostalgic. I really want to set up my PS2 in my room and like start hitting like the really old PS games, because like I've just been feeling this drive. Like, I want to like beat all the Crash Bandicoot games.
I want to play them, but I don't know what mine are.
You could probably get the PS2 ROM, like, emulator thing. If you set that up, let me know, because I've tried in the past, and it's a fucking pain. Because, like, I've wanted to do videos with it, but, like, anytime I try, it, like, I get really nervous downloading all these files because I don't want a virus on my computer.
Yeah.
I just kind of stop.
I just want to get the machine. I want to, like, press the button, turn it on, you know, like, blow the dust off of it and, like, have the screen, like, the blue, like, mist and just put the memory card in and just, I want that so bad.
Anyway, our final question for this week's episode comes from Leonidas Olympia. These past two questions were actually older ones. So just know, guys, that sometimes when you ask these questions, as long as you include the hashtag, when we're not feeling certain questions that are being asked currently, like this week we were getting a lot of like Fallout Bethesda questions, and we just weren't thinking about talking about that this week. So we'll go back into the hashtag. So feel free, if you're listening this far, to ask whatever questions you want. And when we dig into the hashtag, sometimes your older questions will be picked. Because this one came from a couple of weeks ago from Leonidas. And he says, I don't get much free time. And when I do, I feel like I need to game rather than want to game, which ruins the fun. Do you have any advice? And what he's implying here, he said in a follow-up tweet, is that he, instead of, like, a lot of gamers where, you know, it's like, I want to play video games, I'm going to go sit down and play. He feels like he finally gets some free time. Maybe he wants to kick up his feet, watch a movie, hang out with his family, go out with friends or something like that. But he knows he's not going to finish the game if he doesn't sit down at that very moment and play it. You get what? Because you guys were kind of confused by that question. You get what he's asking about now? Do you guys ever have that?
Yeah, I know. I kind of know what you mean, but I don't think I've ever had that.
I generally don't have a lot of free time at all. Mm. So it's a really big thing for me. It's like, you know, I really feel like sitting down and just watching a whole series of this Team B show that like I've been wanting to watch for so long, but it's like, but if I do that, then I can't play this video game that I need to finish. Like, I've been wanting to do, like, a Dishonored series, but I can't sit down and record it because I got to do, like, I'm going to do my assignments for university. I've got this TV show. Really, it's been bugging me. I need to watch it. You know, like, I want to play something, maybe something else, and just sort of chill play it and not focus on certain things. So it's, like, a big mix because I'm only home actually properly, like, one day a week, so.
Yeah, so, like, what would you recommend then? Because that sounds, like, right up his alley.
Yeah,
just, like, do what you want that day?
Yeah, you know what? Just do it. Like, if you want to do something, just do it. Because, like, if you're watching a TV show and that's what you want to do, just watch it. Because then after you've watched it, you kind of have that wave disappear. And then you're like, maybe now I can focus on doing this because I've, you know, don't worry about beating something, like, straight off the bat. Like, if you feel like watching a TV show, watch that TV show until you're, like, done with it. And then you're like, okay, well, I'm done with it now. I feel like I'm free enough to sit down and play the game. That's what I do. It's like, I don't want to sit down and make myself play something. Otherwise, I won't enjoy it. And I'll just, like, skip through conversations, just sort of like, yeah. And then just skip to the end and be like,
yeah,
oh, it's done now. Oh, that was really shit. But because I didn't even experience the game. Like, I felt like that with Fallout. I'm like, I got to finish Fallout. I'm like skipping through. Like, I'm like, I can't play like this.
Interesting.
Yeah, so just do what you want to do.
Yeah, for me, it's a lot about scheduling because I now have school. During the summer, though, I like most students, you just have a lot of free time. So for me, it was just when I felt like it. But now with school, I have to, I don't want to say schedule times of the game, but I got to get my work done for YouTube. I got to make sure I keep an eye on the news. I got to stay current with these games, and I can't just like slack off and go back and play a bunch of old PS2 games too often. Because if I do, then you fall behind on what's current. That's the only way you stay relevant on YouTube. You got to stay current. Mm-hmm. What you have to remember, though, Leonidas, and I'm not saying it's in a derogative or in a, what's the word? I'm not saying this like I'm looking down on you, but like you're a listener. You're not, from what I know, a YouTuber, because I've seen your profile and stuff as far as I know, where like you don't have to beat a game before it comes out, or you don't have to beat a game in a couple of days after it comes out to have a discussion on a video. And you know, stay current with your career. You know, you have the luxury that a lot of gamers don't really know about because they're not in the position of YouTubers. I'm not saying poor me, by the way. I'm just saying in general, though, that I miss the days where I could maybe a game I'm really excited for came out, but I can't quite play it at this time. So it's like, okay, I'm going to have to wait a couple of days. I can't do that now. I have to, if this game is current, if this game has excitement behind it, and if I'm excited for it, and I want to make videos on it as well, I have to get on launch day. I have to find time to play this game. Even if it's not, I won't say if I want to, I'm not going to complain. I'm playing a video game I'm excited for. But for me, it's like, you know, video games or really anything in life is more fun. when you're doing it when you want to.
Exactly.
So what I'm saying is, you know, take our advice and do what you want in the moment, because it's not like you're being forced to or it's a part of your job. As far as I know, I don't know what your career paths are, but from what I can gather, you're just a passionate gamer and have a career on the side. Maybe. I'm not sure how old you are.
Yeah.
But for me, it's I'd say just game when you want. You know, like Ellie said, if you wanted to watch this TV show or you wanted to hang out with your friends, go do that. And then once your conscience, in a sense, is clear of that, like, okay, I did this, then you'll be more motivated to sit down and be like, okay, I want to play games because I skipped out on it last time, but this time, like, I'm ready to go. And that's, I think, how you can do it. Because, as I said, you don't have to rush through games. And that's one thing I can recommend. If you're not a reviewer, if you're not, like, a creator, don't rush through your games. And most of us don't anyway. But sometimes we'll have to power through a little bit. Like, we'll have to play that extra couple of hours to make sure we make the right progress to beat it for our review before the embargo lifts, which is just, it's a part of the job. We're not complaining. But, you know, it's one thing to keep in mind that, you know, just play when you want to. Do things in your life when you want to.
And don't put yourself in a shell, because, like, a lot of people will do that where they're like, I need to do this. So they'll, like, prioritize finishing a game, playing a game over, like, hey, like, you know, your friend asked you to go somewhere and, like, it would be really fun if you went, but you're like, yeah, but I've got to do this. Like, that happens to me a lot, where I choose between, do I sit and spend my free day playing a game, or do I, you know, spend time with my friends and my family? And it's sort of like, sometimes you have to choose, you know, not the game, because you don't want to, like, put yourself in this little, like, shell and cocoon of, like, oh, yeah, games, everything. And then you can't, like, go back out of that. Like, you get stuck.
Exactly. Because at least you can go to games. It's not like your family or your friends are going to just upend and ditch you completely. But at least you can go back to games whenever you want to. With family, like, you got to keep them around. You got to appreciate them while they're around. Same with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't mean to get super deep on your pretty basic question, but yeah, more of the story is just, you know, do your thing. And, you know, when you want to play.
Make yourself happy.
Yeah, you don't have to beat a game in a week or whatever. That's one issue, though, I'll say, is with modern games, is that people feel the need to, like, if this game's not the thing being talked about in the news, I don't need to freaking play it, whatever, you know. But no, it's like, if you like the game, if you're playing it, then go do that. You know, it doesn't matter if it's current or not, just play the game. You know, there's plenty of YouTubers.
Take me as an example.
Yeah, and there's plenty of YouTubers.
Come on here, and I'm like,
I follow that, like, Alpha Omega Sin. I'm sure a lot of people have heard of him. He'll just crank up a PS2 game out of nowhere and just be like, all right, I'm going to play this and beat it, even though The Witcher 3 just came out this week or something. Like, why the fuck not, right? If that's what he felt like playing, let's go play that. You know, that's how I think things should be approached.
Yeah.
But anyway, my mouth is dry. I want to stop talking now. That was episode 74 of the Ham Radio Podcast. Nissan Ellie, thank you guys once again for saving my hide as my hosts were not available. Lone gave me a warning, ladies and gentlemen, so that's okay. But, you know, good old Noah.
fun as always, though.
Good. I'm glad you guys had a great time.
So good.
Yep.
Do you have any closing statements before I wrap this up?
Have fun, guys.
Have fun. Wow. This is a fucking, like, theme park. Have fun.
I just think of, like, Gopher. It's like, you know, as always.
At least they came up with something.
What did Gopher say?
No, like, that's always what Gopher says. Like, that's like his outro. It's like, and as always, have fun. I'm like,
oh,
interesting. I haven't watched one of those things in a while. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Ham Radio Podcast, and we will catch you next week.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.